babička, nás babička.
Poland called Horpina, and that was Verbovaya Doshchichko, the willow board, and that is sort of a summer solstice song, and so it's a little past summer solstice, but it's still some pretty wonderful long days, so it's still timely. Horpina and Verbovaya Doshchichko. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Pavlina, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got another great program lined up for you. We've got Natalia Buchok with Ukrainian Food Flair, and she'll be bringing us some consomme recipes that were put down on paper back in 1929. As well, Renata Hananets will be along with Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, and she'll be telling us about an interesting couple of projects in Ukraine involved with the Tkuma Institute of Holocaust Studies, which you first heard about last week. As well, Stefan Andrusiak has a Rushnichok story and kind of a delightful little grammar or alphabet lesson, anyway. And as well, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a group from Ukraine called Haidamakia. Now, if you've been following the news of the war in Ukraine, you're probably aware that Mr. Putin has dropped all pretense of there being any kind of an organic separatist movement within Ukraine, and has just sent in troops. So, of course, the reason for that is he's dismayed, I suppose, that his disinformation campaign has not been working. Nobody's been fooled about these separatists within Ukraine, least of all, but the rest of the world as well. And also, he's surprised a little bit by the success that the Ukrainian army has been having in containing that to the extent that it has. Now, he may be surprised, but anybody who knows Ukrainian history would not be surprised. And really, even Mr. Putin should not be surprised. If he had been watching what happened at Maidan, even most recent history within the last few months should have sent a message. You had Ukrainians that were facing live ammunition being fired at them, and they went out with wooden shields. That's how determined Ukrainians are at a time like that. So Mr. Putin should not be too surprised. So this one's going out to him. A song by Haidamakia is called Wooden Shields.
Захистить від куль кольоровий шолом для спорту. Ти мріяв про справжню війну у центрі міста на фронті. То все як на справжній війні. Справжня смерть, справжня кров, справжній бій. Дерев'яний щит поможе тобі захистить від куль тебе, ангел твій. Дерев'яні щити захистили не всіх, своїм тілом тебе заступив кожен з них. Дерев'яні щити проти хуних бойових. На Майдан твій батько пустив тебе, протест обіцяв бути мирним. Але ти зустрів на Майдані людей, готових віддати життя за країну, що вірили у свої сили, зводили барикади. Ти вирішив стати з ними в обороні громади. Дерев'яні щити захистили не всіх, своїм тілом тебе заступив кожен з них. Дерев'яні щити проти хуних бойових. А коли той день, якого усі чекали, настав, він мусив настати. Лишилися до кінця лиш ті, хто був готовий життя віддати. Нас били, палили, кидали гранати, стріляли снайпери по очах. Ми винесли з бою наших героїв на їх дерев'яних щитах. Дерев'яні щити захистили не всіх, своїм тілом тебе заступив кожен з них. Дерев'яні щити проти хуних бойових. We'll be right back.
to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
Escape and become immersed in a new adventure. It's an experience like no other as the past, present, and future come alive at Canada's National Ukrainian Festival. Experience the culture, the food, the outdoors, and the hospitality. Five fabulous main stage shows, plus the Children's Corner, Heritage Village, Festival Marketplace, parades, dance parties, nightly zabavas, and many entertainers. Weekend passes and camping available. Experience Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August 1st to 3rd, Dauphin, Manitoba. Get your tickets and weekend camping at cnuf.ca.
The second annual Babas and Borscht Ukrainian Festival takes place August 23rd and 24th in Andrew, Alberta, featuring Ukrainian music and dance, great Ukrainian food, and even a borscht cook-off, cultural and historical displays and demonstrations. Shop, learn, and explore at Babas Bazaar, special internment camp and Taras Shevchenko tributes, and much more. At the Babas and Borscht Festival, August 23rd and 24th in Andrew, Alberta. For more details and to buy the Baba tickets, go to babasandborscht.ca.
We want you there. You're coming, right?
And that was Jason Chernovoy with a traditional Ukrainian folk song, which you don't hear that often, Sonce Nizhenko, which means at sunset. Now, Jason is part of a group called the By Request Band from Steinbeck, Manitoba. That happened to be his solo album, which happily came in the mail just last week, along with the By Request Band, Boys Gone Wild. And so here's a tune from that CD, Jason with his dad and I guess a couple of other guys teamed up. So the By Request Band is up next, and this is a song that's a little bit of a departure from a traditional Ukrainian sound, but delightful nonetheless. It's got a Cajun feel to it. The song is called Way Down South. Ukrainian Food Flair with Natalia Buchok and a taste of Galician cuisine from 1929.
Vitaimo, welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair on Nashvalos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Today, Olga's recipe for consomme. To my mind, consomme is a refined version of stock, but oh, what refinement. In its apparent simplicity and unadorned glory, consomme ruthlessly puts a chef's skills to the test. There's no spices to hide behind, no cream to take up the slack, just rich flavor and crystal clear liquid, amber or gold, depending on whether we're talking about beef consommé or chicken. Making a proper consommé requires care and attention. Or, as Blind Master Poe might have said, patience, grasshopper, patience. Consommé can be served either garnished or not, but definitely piping hot, as once it begins to cool, the liquid forms a gel. Olha recommends calculating half a kilogram of meat per person, and she's right. That amount of meat will give the consommé that sought-after intense flavor. For beef consommé, she recommends using the sacral part of the beef. I'm assuming she means either the round or the sirloin, but today most chefs recommend using beef shin because it is very low in fat but very high in gristle. And although it is undesirable for most other purposes, it is ideal for the flavor of the consommé. The meat should be lean, and even better if it's from an older animal. Oxtails are another option for beef consommé. For chicken consommé, a good old rooster is better than a spry young one, but good luck with ordering that from the grocery store. And don't be afraid to grind it all up, the bones, the meat, all of it, as it will get strained out at the end, but do trim off the fat. Now, Olha's instructions for making consommé are sketchy at best. I'm assuming she was such an old hand at it, or that it was such a popular concoction in her day, that detailed recipes weren't necessary. But I'm guessing that most of us haven't had a lot of exposure to consommés, so I'm adding a few of my own notes in case you decide to try making a good old-fashioned consommé on your own. You should know that a consommé is an excellent first course when you are planning a dinner of several courses. It whets the appetite because it's so rich in flavor, yet it's not filling. Rinse the ground-up meat and bones, then add cold water. Salt and add the following vegetables. Approximately 2 roots of parsley, 1 carrot, 1 piece of celeriac, 1/2 a leek, 1/4 of Savoy cabbage, steamed, 1 onion with skin to give color to the broth, and 1 mushroom, preferably porcini. Some chefs recommend first roasting or sautéing the vegetables to add depth to the flavor of the consommé. Whether or not you do so, add whipped egg whites to the mix. 1 egg white for every liter of stock. Bring to a boil, then immediately turn down the heat. One of the secrets to a clear consommé is the perfect simmer. If you allow your consommé to boil, it will cloud up. So remember, don't boil, simmer. In fact, simmer for 3 to 4 hours, skimming off the foam that forms, being careful not to break it up. Strain the liquid through a sieve. Now, to further clarify the consommé, or clear up any cloudiness that may have evolved if you weren't careful and you ended up boiling it, dissolved a whipped egg white into the stock. Simmer gently for 20 minutes. The cooking egg white will trap any remaining suspended particles, both small and large, into a sort of cap. Draw off the consommé without disturbing the cap, and strain the liquid through approximately 5 layers of cheesecloth. To further degrease, the consommé can be refrigerated. This will draw out any remaining fat, which can be easily skimmed off with cheesecloth. Garnish with chopped dill and green parsley. Or, to impress your guests, shave some fresh white truffles into the consommé just at the table side when you serve it. Or do you feel like drama is in order? Flame the soup with a good brandy or Calvados. Do you want to show off your hard-won skills? Then a brunoise or julienne of spring vegetables is just the ticket. This is Natalia Buchok with Food Flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Thank you, Natalka. Дякую. Join us again next week for Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. another little dedication to our favorite Russian leader, Mr. Putin. The song is Putin Huilo, and I'm not going to translate that because this is a family show and we don't swear, at least not in English. And I don't know if Mr. Putin actually even listens to Nash Holos. I kind of suspect probably he doesn't. He probably doesn't even have any of his underlings listening, which actually would suit me just fine. But let's just pretend he does, and what the heck, send that out there. You never know how that message might get through. And here is another one. This is a rock version of Ukraine's national anthem. Toronto, Ontario, that was the Canadian Banduris Capella, and a traditional Ukrainian folk song, actually more of a patriotic song dating back to the era of the Sichovi Stidiltsi, the Sich sharpshooter rifleman from early in the 20th century. And that was Hey Vedno Selo, Hey There's a Village. And you're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. Вислухайте українську радіопрограму Наш Голос Радіо Українського Коріння на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 у місті Ванкувері.
escape, and become immersed in a new adventure. It's an experience like no other. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival. Experience the culture, the food, the celebrations, and the music. Backed by popular demand, international superstar Ruslana. Celebrate with nightly zabavas, dance to Sluhai, Siech, and Trembita, and be entertained by Troyanda dancers. Don't miss Ruslana on her Euphoria Tour at the 49th Annual Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August 1st to 3rd, Dauphin, Manitoba. Get your tickets and weekend camping at cnuf.ca.
And now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets, in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. The Tkuma Ukrainian Institute for Holocaust Studies in Dnipropetrovsk is widely known throughout Ukraine and abroad for its work devoted to Jewish history in Ukraine, Holocaust studies, and the problems of international relations. Since its inception, the Tkuma Institute has been actively involved in publishing scientific monographs and textbooks and conducting international scientific conferences and educational seminars. As well, domestically, Tkuma implements many cultural and educational projects. These include Sunday University and the Dnipro Historical Club. Sunday University takes place every third Sunday of the month and addresses issues in Jewish history, the history of Ukraine, and world history. In 2012 and 2013, lectures, conversations, and roundtables were scheduled on a variety of topics designed to deepen understanding of the origins of xenophobia, the background of the Holocaust, and the causes of religious confrontations. The main objective of the project is to cultivate an attitude of tolerance and cross-cultural understanding. At Sunday University, there are also lessons on Jewish traditions, philosophy, psychology, and other topics of a cultural and historical nature. The idea of the Sunday University lecture series at Tkuma is not new. Dr. Igor Shchupak, director of the Institute and Museum, had conducted similar programs in different cities and countries. The opening of the museum at the Tkuma Institute provided an ideal platform for Sunday University in Dnipropetrovsk. Classes are held in the form of interactive lectures, conversations, roundtables, interviews, tours, and workshops. They are conducted by research staff, historians, philosophers, political scientists, religious scholars from Ukraine and around the world. Sunday University attracts a diverse audience of people from different professions, ages, and faith. The Dnipro Historical Club is another project of the Tkuma Institute. It is carried out in collaboration with the Institute for Social Research. The project has attracted the attention of historians, teachers, college students, and the intellectual elite of the city. The History Club was created as a place for professional and amateur historians to meet in an informal setting. At these meetings, well-known domestic and foreign researchers are invited, and professional historians raise topical issues of historical memory of the Jewish and Ukrainian peoples. The main objective of the project is to transcend the centuries-old negative stereotypes and address the painful questions of collective historical memory that impede the full integration of the Jewish community as an integral and important part of Ukrainian society. For more information, visit the Institute's website www.tkuma.dp.ua. Next week, I will tell you about an outstanding righteous Gentile featured at the Tkuma Ukrainian Institute for Holocaust Studies in Dnipropetrovsk. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі і всіх наших членів оркестри Рушничок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
I love the sound of the Ukrainian alphabet. Memorizing it? Not so much. It starts off friendly enough. A, B, V, H, G, D, E. A Cyrillic version of A, B, V, H, G, and E. Well, sort of. Just when you think you can wrap your Canadian-born brain around the logic, along comes Y and J. Okay, don't panic, you tell yourself. It's kind of a Y and a J equivalent. Then, as if to falsely lull you into a sense of comfort, there's plain old Z, or Z, which is followed by four variations of I and E sounding letters. These are E, E, Ye, as in hear ye, hear ye. Then my favorite, A. An A with an upside-down shapochka on top, only it's pronounced like the A in Canadian, A. Okay, we're halfway there. K-L-M-N-O-P-E. R S T U F H, not sounding like the H in house, but soft, like the H in chata. Our big finish is in sight as we pronounce ts, ch, sh, like sh in shmata. Finally, sh, u, ya, and at the end, a softener called Мягкий знак, literally translated, it's called the softening sign. Мягкий знак often follows consonants like the letter T, pronounced T in Ukrainian. There's a Мягкий знак in плинність, the word for flow, fluidity, fluency of language. Рушничок bass player singer Юрко Штик had an uncle whose passion it was to compile a new Ukrainian dictionary. New words for a growing language. Developing a vocabulary is like managing a flock of sheep. With our expressions running every which way, linguists, scholars, people who write dictionaries are the good shepherds corralling our tendencies, directing us, but also listening for new arrivals, asking to be included. Well, Yurko's uncle would have been very proud of his nephew. Yurko and Oksana. Oksana was Yurko's fiancé at the time. Well, they went in search of a word. Neither felt that the words honey or darling were good enough. They wanted a Ukrainian word, and they came up with shcha. Remember the shcha-sounding letter I told you about? They added an ah to the shcha. They invented shcha. Shcha is short for shchastya, meaning happiness, luck, prosperity, fortune, success, all wrapped up in one. Shcha is to shchastya what hun might be to honey. Shorter, sweeter, 40 years later and counting, and it's still shcha for them. Shcha, shcha, you might say. What words will you coin? Ukrainian is growing and changing. At times it wanders off in wonderful and mischievous directions. Like a woolly little sheep exploring new ground for the sheer fun of it. From Rushnichok Volume 2, a song about a shepherd who is lost in love and isn't quite sure he can find the right word for it. Here's the song Chaban. And of course, it's brought to you by the letter Ch.
Hey, nahori, nahori, Chaban, dinti zanyaye. Лучше було, лучше було не ходити, лучше було, лучше було не любити, а ще краще, та й не знати, чи тепер, чи тепер покидати.
жаль, жаль, покарі очі, покидати жаль, жаль, покарі очі, а любити не буду, бо мися не хоче, а любити не буду, бо мися не хоче. Полюбила утер я, така доля моя, полюбила утер я, така доля моя, річка чиська і Степана, вийшла самі за Івана, річка чиська і Степана, вийшла самі за Івана. Так, так, моя доля, так і я робила, так, так, моя доні, так і я робила, свого мужа шанувала, з другим ходила, свого мужа шанувала, з другим ходила.
Escape and become immersed in a new adventure. It's an experience like no other as the past, present, and future come alive at Canada's National Ukrainian Festival. Experience the culture, the food, the outdoors, and the hospitality. Five fabulous main stage shows, plus the Children's Corner, Heritage Village, Festival Marketplace, parades, dance parties, nightly zabavas, and many entertainers. Weekend passes and camping available. Experience Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August 1st to 3rd, Dauphin, Manitoba. Get your tickets and weekend camping at cnuf.ca.
Чорні черешні при білій каті, хвати дівчину, черешні рвати, черешні рвати. Черешні їсти, скажи, дівчино, де маю сісти? Черешні рвати, черешні їсти, скажи, дівчино, де маю сісти? Черешні рвати, черешні їсти, скажи, дівчино, де маю сісти? Дякую.
and a live recording of popular singer Maria Burmaka, and that was Chorni Chereshni, which is blackberries. Up next is another popular Ukrainian singer. She's a little bit younger and every bit, I would think, as good. Her name is Marta Shpak, and here she is now with another traditional Ukrainian folk song, Visit Yabko, the Hanging Apple. Coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. Wednesdays from 12 to 1 p.m. on CHLY 101.7 FM, Radio Malaspina. Contact TV airs on Multicultural Channel Omni 1 and on Channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@kontakt.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, flip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com.
I got my little red wagon going down the lane to Steve and Mary's. I gotta visit them again. Steve worked at the Packers, and when his boss wasn't looking, he'd sneak us out a gallon of pig's blood. I pulled it home on my wagon, being careful how I stopped. I wouldn't dare tip it over. I couldn't spill the precious drop. When I got home to the kitchen, I found my mama cooking buckwheat, making keshka out of that pig's blood. Keshka, Ukrainian treat. Keshka, masquerading as a meat. Keshka, pig's blood and buckwheat make keshka. Stirred up the pot of that boiling buckwheat, and then she tied off the casings with little bows so neat. And when the buckwheat was tender, she added garlic and spice, and then the secret ingredient, a gallon of pig's blood. And Dad made a funnel from an old plastic spool, just stretching out those pig's guts. Well, that would make him drool. And then they filled up the casings, and in the oven they'd go. They cooked up nice and black on account of that pig's blood. Keshka, Ukrainian treat. Keshka, masquerading as meat. Keshka, pig's blood and buckwheat make keshka. Call it black pudding, a real delicacy. And some call it blood sausage, but that don't sound right to me. We all called it keshka, it was our favorite treat. A gut full of buckwheat and a gallon of pig's blood. Keshka, Ukrainian treat. Keshka, masquerading as meat. Keshka, pig's blood and buckwheat made keshka. Keshka, Ukrainian treat. Keshka, masquerading as meat. Keshka, pig's blood and buckwheat made keshka.
And that was Brian Cherwick with Akuba Sonics and everything you needed to know or wanted to know or maybe didn't about making that quintessential legendary Ukrainian dish, Keshka. And that is from their album, the second release, Giants of the Prairies. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Не згадуй про те, що ти колись мав, але думай і роби, що тепер ти його дістав. And our proverb of the week translates as, forget about what you once had and think about what you will have. Well, that just about wraps up another edition of Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, for another week. Now that you've got the recipe for making kishka, make sure you keep your eyes on it, because it is definitely a legendary dish. You may not like it, but somebody will. And the Ukrainian old-timers will wrap up the show telling you the story of who stole the kishka. So on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320, thanks for listening. I'm Pavlina Dobranich.
Let's go.